Hey, everybody, it's Kai. This is the Corner Office Podcast, the first new episode of the year 2017. Thanks for being here. If your New Year's resolution was to work out more, well, you are going to be very interested in this conversation. I'm talking to Harvey Spivak. He's the CEO of Equinox Holdings. They are the company that owns and runs Equinox, the fitness clubs. But they also own, just for instance, SoulCycle and a no-frills gym chain called Blink. And now they're getting into hotels. Here you go, Harvey Spivak.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Harvey Spivak, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Seems like the place to start maybe is what exactly Equinox does, because calling you just a fitness company doesn't seem to be right.
That's a fair statement. So I think you have to look at it two different ways. One is as a company, we have multiple, you know, we like to believe are iconic brands, starting with the Equinox brand, SoulCycle, which we own, another brand that we call Blink that we also own. And then we have a new initiative under the Equinox brand, Equinox Hotels. So as a company, we are a portfolio of iconic lifestyle brands. As a Equinox itself, Equinox is, you know, largely been defined in a category one of, you know, being an upscale fitness leader. And, you know, we operate upscale fitness clubs around the United States, Canada, and London.
But it's we should get this out of the way first, right? It is upscale fitness and luxury and lifestyle. That's kind of the selling point.
Well, I think the selling point is that we as Equinox deliver a high-performance lifestyle and support a high-performance lifestyle for our members to help them maximize the potential within themselves, which, you know, ties into our campaign, you know, our current brand campaign around committing to something. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we do to help achieve that, but that is the emotional connection, and that's what we provide for our members. And in doing that, we, you know, certainly are, you know, a lot of the buzzwords that you hear today are very relevant to Equinox. So, yes, we are a lifestyle brand, and people embrace Equinox in a very different way. But we also serve them in an experiential way, and I refer to that as the experience economy, and you know, we provide community for them. But most importantly, you know, we help them achieve their desired results. Fitness is at our core, but, you know, people think about fitness today as part of the daily routine, and that's part of that's physical, part of that's eating, some of that's what you wear, and, you know, we are the cross-section of all those things.
How's business?
Business has never been better. 2016 was a record year. As a company and as by and by brand, under the Equinox brand, we celebrated 25 years strong, and I feel like we're just warming up. Financially, we had another high growth year. We opened more locations we've ever opened in the history of the company. That would be 10, bringing us to a total of almost 90 locations. And so we feel like there's tremendous momentum around the brand and what we do, and we really can't satisfy demand in a lot of our key markets. So things have never been better, and I think a lot of that's because the uniqueness of the brand and, once again, being that category of one. But at the same time, some of that's driven by macro trends around fitness and healthy living and the urbanization of the country, if not the world, all things, including the community aspect, that speak well to what we do and what we've been doing for 25 years.
Let me throw another macro trend in there, and that is the change in administrations in Washington and economic policy there. Are you guys secular on that? I mean, you think people are going to keep on working out, and that's all good with you?
Yeah, I think people are going to keep working out. I would say that, you know, whether it was Hillary or Donald, I don't think that really affects our business. I would say, you know, with, you know, now Trump being the president, you know, a lot of people believe, including myself, that the economy is going to be fueled by his efforts. And so, you know, certainly that's good for our business, but our business is pretty resilient and, you know, people want to be healthy in good times and bad times. And one could argue that there might be a little bit more stress out there, so people might work out a little bit more with us. But I don't think, you know, because of what he does or what he doesn't do, but I don't think it really affects our business anyway. I do think, though, the big opportunity on a macro basis is, you know, if there's a repeal of Obamacare, I do think we think about insurance and medicine and keeping our country healthy in a backwards way, which is we're always looking to take care of people, but which is important, don't get me wrong. But there's less focus on the preventative side. And there's just reams of data out there and research that says, you know, if you live an active lifestyle, you're more likely to live longer and live healthier. And I think there should be some incentive around getting the country to move around and be active and eat in a better way. Not just worry about, you know, how to pay for the doctor appointment.
Yeah. Back me up for a minute. Tell me how you came to be the guy running this company in 1999.
So I joined the company at the end of 98. And the time we had four locations. It was a family-owned business. I known the family since 1991 when Equinox was first born. And at various times, we talked about me getting involved, and I either felt that they weren't ready or it wasn't a good time for me. And then ultimately in 98, when I felt that they would give me the opportunity to really take the business where I wanted to, and they were there, that it was a good time to join. So I joined at the end of 98 and then led a buyout because there was a lot of interest from an investor perspective in the company. But I led a buyout at the end of 2000 and then took on new partners in 2006, that being the main principals of the related companies.
What did you see in this company in 1999 when you took over that gave you the clue that there was the expansion that you guys have seen in potential?
You know, I probably look much smarter than I am because I don't know if I ever imagined that we would be where we are today to the extent we are. I knew we'd be very successful, but the success has been well beyond what I've anticipated. And I feel like today we're just warming up. But what I saw was a special brand that really had gotten into the DNA of its members, that people really didn't just say that's where I go work out or that's where I try to stay healthy. It was proudly, I am a member of Equinox. The chest came out. It was a badge of honor. You know, we talk about a brand of honor. Mm-hmm. And I thought that there was an opportunity to take that and smartly scale that around the country. What I did not anticipate was how well received that would be. We worked hard at it, but how well received that be, and then how people would start embracing the lifestyle they embrace today and us being at the forefront of that. So what is interesting is when we went to raise capital in the late 1990s, mm-hmm. I had to defend against whether the gym business was a fad business.
Right.
You know, today, you know, I got people coming to us every day trying to give us money because they don't think it's a fad business. They're big believers in what we do. And if you think about it, like, let's just look at the retail world. Real estate landlords and developers now, they were always about pushing retail concepts, and they really were not big on fitness concepts. Today, it's the complete opposite. The retail is, you know, I don't want to say it's a dying business because it's not a dying business, but it's under a lot of pressure.
Yep.
But yet, you know, fitness, demand for fitness is, you know, off the charts and accelerating every day. So the world has changed greatly, and I think that's not a trend. That is a reality, and that's going to go on for years to come, which speaks very well to the opportunity we have both domestically and globally for years to come.
Who's your competition then? I mean, if you look at your competitive landscape, who are you worried about?
You know, it's a great question, and you know, sometimes this doesn't land the right way, but it's when we don't really, for what we do as Equinox, as the brand, we don't really have competition. I mean, if you want the Equinox
experience. Can't imagine why that doesn't land the right way.
if you want the Equinox experience, if you truly want the Equinox experience, there's only one place to get it.
So actually, and I apologize for interrupting again, what is the Equinox experience, right? Because it's not just going to the gym and working out however you work out.
So let me just finish my first thought, and then I'll come back and answer that question. So, you know, it doesn't land the right way, but I think the reality is our competition is how our members, not in terms of other offerings, you know, some of that is there, but, you know, there's a random one-off, but nobody would scale the way we do. I think the real competition for us is how do we continue to serve our members and how we define that Equinox experience, because those members, they're sophisticated, they're educated, they've got financial wherewithal. And so they are active. They're traveling. They're, you know, buying, you know, luxury products. They're enjoying, you know, different kinds of entertainment experiences. And so that is our competition. They want us as a brand to be at the front of how they're living their lives. And so that's something that we've done very well for 25 years. But that's a bigger challenge than, you know, someone opening a gym around the corner, because our members expect more. They should expect more from us. We charge more as a result. And so it's that challenge of continuing to maintain the brand at the forefront of, you know, an active lifestyle. And, you know, what we call at Equinox, a high-performance lifestyle. And we've done a great job, and there's many aspects to that. You know, it's the environment we create. It's design. It's the service. You know, we've had award-winning design. It's attention to detail. And most importantly, it goes back to what I said previously, which is it's about the results. So, you know, we've been recognized and widely recognized internationally for, you know, the best of the best when it comes to our classes and to our personal training, leading the charge in many aspects. So constantly looking for ways to move the ball forward and do better things for our members is a challenge that we think about every day.
So this is going to sound like I'm poking you in the eye, but I'm really not. It's more of an acknowledgement of I think what you're saying, which is that this is a brand for elites, coastal elites, who have the time, the energy, and the effort to devote to taking care of themselves.
I'm going to poke you back.
Okay, go ahead.
I wouldn't say it's for the coastal elites. I mean, it's definitely. You know, we're not, I'm not going to tell you that we're the cheapest guys out there, but it's for the consumer, you know, we'll refer to as the member who wants the best possible experience in helping them live a high performance or full lifestyle, an active lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, and who's willing to pay for that experience, an experience that inspires them, motivates them, and delivers the results for them. And that's what we've been recognized for. So I don't think it's, you know, we operate lots of cities around the country, not just New York and L.A. I don't think it's for the coastal elite, but certainly we're not the cheapest guys out there. But the members have said to us repeatedly, that's okay as long as you deliver and we deliver. And they've also proven to us that they'll pay more if we can deliver more. And so that's something that we're constantly evaluating.
Getting away from the fitness bit of it, whose idea was it to do hotels?
You know, I think that was a, you know, one of those things that just morphs over time. I've been thinking about it for 10 plus years. And if you think about going back to some of those macro trends, you know, 10 years ago, the avid gym goer, even our member, you were probably more extreme than the next person if you went twice a week.
Yeah.
Today, it's part of the daily routine. Many people, we see it in our usage. Many people are training 4, 5, 6, 7 times a week. They're thinking about, you know, what they're eating every day. They're thinking about what they're wearing from an athleisure perspective. They're thinking about how technology benefits them. And so it is truly a lifestyle at this point. But when you travel on the road, it is hard to maintain that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find a hotel with a good fitness experience. For the most part, they're bad or really bad, you know, even if you're staying at a 5-star hotel or small or old equipment or, you know, no natural light or whatever it is, they're not sufficient. So and then there's the eating part. You know, if you have a hotel that's focused on, you know, that you might want to live a healthy lifestyle, your best bet is you might have like a Clif Bar in your room, which is basically a candy bar. And if you look at the room service menu, so the list goes on and on, that there's nobody really holistically thinking about, hey, how do I maintain my healthy routine on the road? And so it's a natural extension for us to get into the hotel business with our philosophy, science-based, authentic, around movement, nutrition, recovery, and bring that to the hospitality space. And at the same time, as you think about that, you know, we said, okay, you know, maybe we're buying into our own stuff here. We should talk to our members.
Yeah.
And in a survey, you know, 95% of our members said they would absolutely love to stay at Equinox Hotel. And as we started kind of teasing the idea in the marketplace, we had all the big hotel brands come to us and say, we'd love to be your partner. Because they all realized that that is a void in the marketplace that they can't satisfy with any level of authenticity or authority. We can with our brand.
So this is more than just a really nice Hilton hotel, basically, or a, you know.
Oh, no, this is a luxury lifestyle hotel, I would say, a 4.5 to 5-star product that will be in the major urban markets. We hired a gentleman named Christopher Norton, who was president and COO of Four Seasons, 27-year Four Seasons veteran, but also an Equinox member.
Huh.
We hired him to be CEO of the Equinox Hotels. And what he said to us the first time we sat down and shared with him what we were doing, he said to us, my concern is, he said, you guys are completely on the right path. This is where the consumer's going, and they want to do it in a cool but sophisticated way. And my concern is if we partnered with you guys, like I say, at the Four Seasons, you would compete with our business.
Huh.
And so I think every major flag has recognized that. And so it'll be very similar to Equinox Club in that it's not going to be for everybody. It will have a point of view, and this will be about someone who wants to live that high-performance lifestyle, who wants to eat a certain way, but still indulge and still have a good time. And we're very excited about it. And we're actively one of our first locations, or our first location, not one of, but our first location is currently under construction at the Hudson Yards.
Yeah, in Manhattan.
And we have other sites around the country, and we're actively looking for more. So people are very excited about what we're doing. We're excited about what we're doing. We got a lot of work to do, but we think it's going to be very compelling and unique to what is out there today. Today, in the hotel landscape, you largely have two categories. You have the luxury category, and then you have the lifestyle category. And, you know, the luxury category, it's a great experience from a service perspective. You know what you're going to get, but it's somewhat boring and dated. And then you've got on the lifestyle side, same thing. You know, it's great. It's well-designed. It's fun, but it's a nightclub. And if you want, if you don't want a nightclub, but you want a little personality, a little energy, and a little cool factor, and you don't want to stay at your dad's old hotel, where do you go? Well, it doesn't really exist. So if you take that and then you marry, you know, kind of the high-performance lifestyle aspect that we are so uniquely qualified to bring, we think we've got a unique proposition. So everybody agrees with that. Now we just got to execute against it.
What's your worst nightmare? What keeps you up at night?
No, I'm a pretty good sleeper. I charge pretty hard. I've been in 8 cities in the last couple of days, so I don't think there's much that keeps me up at night. But I would say if anything is, you know, is twofold. I mean, our product is people. And so continuing to attract and retain the best people, I could not be more proud of our team, which is about 15,000 people strong. They're phenomenal what they do. But, you know, continuing to maintain that culture as we grow rapidly is certainly, you know, one challenge. And the other challenge is we position ourselves in such a special and unique way and beyond, much more beyond than a standard gym or fitness club or, you know, once again, an iconic lifestyle and category of one that we got to challenge ourselves to keep going. And so I was actually just came from one of the things we do annually, which is our sales forum where we bring all of our senior people from around the country together. And I told them when, you know, you're hot, you work harder to take advantage of that momentum. And that's where we're right now. So we got a responsibility. And, you know, always thinking about what we can do better for our members is critically important.
Did you work out this morning?
I absolutely did.
What'd you do?
So I'm pretty committed. I like to believe that I embrace our philosophy.
Well, you're better. I mean, you're running the company.
Yes, but this morning, so I was in 8 cities in 2.5 days.
Oof.
I worked out yesterday morning when I was in Chestnut Hill in Boston. I did intervals on the treadmill. And this morning I did same thing, some intervals on the treadmill, and then I worked out with my trainer for an hour.
Yeah, you got me feeling like a slacker, man, I'll tell you what.
Let's go.
Harvey Spivak is the CEO of Equinox. Harvey, thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
All right, that's it for my conversation with Harvey Spivak, the CEO of Equinox. Thanks a lot for listening. Hopefully you are already a subscriber to this podcast, and here's an idea for a New Year's resolution you can definitely keep. Write us a review on iTunes, will you? Thanks.